Warning, the following podcast is not safe for work. In fact, it's beyond not safe for work. If your boss found you listening to this show, you would likely be fired, then tarred and feathered, then maybe drawn and quartered, but that's getting a little ahead of ourselves. The bottom line is, don't listen to this outside of headphones around anyone whose opinion of you care about. Somewhere in the upcoming episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction.
David, I need you! Where did you go?
I think he's flushed himself down the toilet at this point.
What? You don't know when he's gotten back.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think he,
Where did you go, Conan?
Got
shower with
lost.
He got yes. lost.
In his own home.
In his house.
What's his spooky door? Oh.
Friday Night Fan Fiction will get started in a moment, but first, here's another show on the Nerdy Show Network that you should check out.
Are you troubled by stale podcasts in the middle of the night?
Do you love films that feature the busting of spooks, specters, or ghosts?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is an RPG audio drama combining tabletop gaming and cinematic paranormal elimination adventures.
Call the professionals at nerdyshow.com/ghostbusters.
We're ready to believe you.
This spring, NSN brings you the most heartfelt sitcom of a generation.
Now, kids, settle down and I'll teach you the secret of good cooking. You need two things. One, nonstick cookware. Two, lots of good, moist, tenderizing loving.
With all their family coming to live together under one roof due to the economic recession, stress is high, and the Night Horse household is bursting at the seams.
It's my turn to play with the funny back massager.
No, it's my turn to play with it.
Mine!
No, mine!
Where did you get that from, kids? That's your answer, and I think it needs to be washed.
I need a stiff drink and a stiffer back massage.
But through frustration comes purpose. And through hardship, they discover what they never lost in the first place, their love.
Why did you do that? Why do you keep shutting me out? All I want to do is be there for you!
I know, but I can't control my gaming fix, and I don't want to let you in on that pain. You're already suffering enough.
We suffer together! That's what being a family means!
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m., bring your family to meet ours and laugh your way through the tears. You may just leave with more in your head and more in your heart.
I'm sorry I put your Game Boy in the toilet.
I'm sorry I shaved my crotch on your toothbrush. Wait! You did what to my Game Boy?
Keep it down, you youngins. Grandma can't hear the latest Glenn Miller from the Squawky Box.
Can we put her in the home yet?
She already is home. Our home.
Keep up with the Night Horse family on Friday Night Fan Fiction, a family-friendly romp for friends and family of all ages.
Warning, show is rated NC-17 for reasons that will become increasingly obvious with every passing minute of listening. Not for families, ever.
Yep.
You didn't quite sell me on that one, so no.
I'm not giving you anything.
Sean,
gift Sonic Forces.
I'm not Steve-O. I can't gift you anything.
Yes, you can. You can give him reason and purpose in life and also lots of tender loving.
And that is priceless.
No, all it's not priceless. I think eBay has a going rate of average like $7.46 per hour.
Not doing
I'll
just
that,
wait
Brian.
For the Steam sale.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I'm Steve-O. Joining me tonight, our regular hosts, David, Val, Sean, and our guests are Gorejuice and Rhythm Bastard. Yay!
Yay!
Woo! Worms.
Doing all kinds of poses right now.
Yeah.
Bulging up like a mofo over here.
Yeah.
Hello, JoJo.
You're very anime right now.
Ah, so kawaii.
Rhythm Bastard, you are new to our experience, and this is an experience. It's not just a regular talk show. You presented us with something you wanted to read at the start. Would you like to go through what this is?
Yes, let me just bring it up here. 2OP.
Wait a minute, so what is this?
Okay, so now I play a lot of, I'm a nerdcore punk musician, so I play a lot of conventions here in the Florida area, and I'm kind of tuned into this kind of stuff because this is the copy for a panel that was accepted, I would like that word accepted to just kind of ring in your ears for a little bit as I'm reading this.
Accepted.
MetroCon said yes to this.
Accepted.
Yes, they said yes to this. This is the panel called 2OP, Girls Only. This is an exclusive panel for the ladies, spelled L-A-D-Y-S. I am a capital S scientist wanting to know more about females and how they feel about certain, capital S, situations. Do you prefer the shy, capital G, guy, or the tough guy? What color rose do you want on Valentine's Day? What anime guy do you feel better represents your style of guy? Actually, that's a period, not a question mark. Help us geeky boys understand you ladies. Nothing is more better than the facts. Single, taken, etc., spelled ECT. Doesn't matter. Yeah, ECTA. All the information gathered will be helpful. Don't be shy. Sit-ins are welcome.
I thought you said shit-ins for a second. And Eck just sounds like he hocked up a loogie halfway through describing. Like, this is done. He was transcribing it. Single, taken, ah!
Yeah.
Taken, starring Liam Neeson.
Okay, yeah. Actually, I didn't know that you were a nerdcore musician in the local area. I would like to come down here and see you do a thing.
My next 100% confirmed show is Anime Hawaii in Deerfield Beach.
Anime Hawaii!
And Holiday Matsuri in December.
Cool.
Yeah.
And now a total complete tangent. I was looking up porn parody, or parody, however you want to pronounce it, titled.
Oh, nice segue.
Yes, it's just like driving through the traffic spikes backwards.
I have a question for our guest before we,
Sure, go ahead.
Continue.
Yes.
All right. Hello. Are you going to the Game Grumps live show in Orlando?
Either Orlando or the one in Fort Lauderdale.
All right.
I'm closer to Palm Beach.
I don't know where Palm Beach is. I live in Bradenton, so
yeah.
So we should meet at the Orlando one and bro out,
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talk about panels and.
And pose and gratuitously. Panels,
living in Florida and how it's the bane of my existence.
And also gifts.
Can I go back to talking about the porn titles now?
I mean, if you must, but Aletta Ocean has already had her fill of this show.
But here's just a small selection. There's Willy Wanker at the sushi bar, Tits a Wonderful Life, Pulp Friction, Titanic Orgy, Horny Harry's Euro Adventure, Flesh Palace, Dr. Freckle and Mr. Jive.
All right, that one's okay.
That sounds like a 70s punk, 70s funk
band. It's like a blaxploitation movie. Black Bones, White Meat, Foreskin Gump, Barbecue Gang Bang, Barbie Wire, A Dyke with an Attitude, 6 Degrees of Penetration, What's This Lesbian Doing in My Pirate Movie?
That's just a light novel. That's just a light novel title.
Yep.
No, it needs to be at least like 20 words longer.
Done Her, A Clockwork Orgy.
That one's too easy.
10,000 Anal Maniacs 2, The DP Years.
And what? Here,
my second favorite, Brigier to Eternity. The Joy Dick Club.
All right, that one's okay.
XX Xanadu.
Yes.
And then... Like, every word I read of this last one just messed with my head. So it's Waterworld 4. History of the Enema.
Gross. No, thank you.
I'm like, wow, they bothered making a Waterworld 2 and 3.
Yeah, that's the real shocker of this new story.
You really have to wonder what the plot of Waterworld 2 and 3 is.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know, like, at this point.
But both of them still had Kevin Costner in it because he was really down on his luck at the time.
Are you saying
he turned down Waterworld 4? He's like, no. Can't
he's like,
do
no, I'm doing all right
enemas.
Now.
That's been even me.
I'm sorry. That's where I draw the line. I'm going to take my stoic expression and go star in The Postman now.
Oh yeah, I forgot that was a movie.
Yeah,
I think it's like Avatar, where like they just had this huge universe and all this story built up, but they didn't get to it in Waterworld 1.
Enemas are a form of currency in Waterworld 4. Ew. I just grossed myself out.
All right. Trust me, guys. Waterworld's gonna be the new Star Wars. Everyone's gonna be.
No, they're not. Never a thing. We're on page 45 of My Inner Life by Lynx Queen, and I.
Oh, we got that far?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. And I'm gonna be first being refereed by Sean. Do you know where we are? Are we there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, I'm glad you're there.
I'll win for you. I'm good at show.
So I'm glad you changed your name from Sean to Good at Show. It shows your commitment.
Hi, Dad.
It shows your commitment to the brand. All right, I'm going to drink preemptively because of the indictments this week. I've made a drinking game out of it. Mm. Oh, yeah, that's good justice. Link the Second, son of the Hero of Time, was born under a legend and will grow up in his father's image. All right.
High standards already.
Where did we leave off? That's where we started. All right, so they have a kid now. To help.
Right, his name is like now, Shoddy or something like that.
No, it's Link the Second.
I thought it was Link Jr.
Link Jr., Link the Second.
To help guide and protect him in his journey through life, we, the six sages, each bestow a gift upon thy little one. It's like Hanukkah, except you're missing two knights.
No.
No, Steve, there are plenty of knights. There's the King's Guard.
There's also Into Dreams.
But how crazy do they get?
That's an Adam Sandler joke.
Rauru, the light sage, bestow the gift of courage upon thee. Rauru's hands begun to glow as he gave the gift of courage to our son. Completed.
Give courage.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they gave him the box set of courage, the cowardly dog.
I was going to say.
Well, then they didn't capitalize the C in courage over here.
Damn it.
Oh,
we need a C and a copyright symbol.
Trademarked.
Do not reproduce without permission from the copyright holders.
Speaking of that, I'm looking forward to Sonic Forces coming out soon.
Yes, because I can finally have my own canon David the Wolf Hog.
Nipples the Run Hog.
Nipples the speed guy.
Finally, Sanchi can become canon.
Oh gosh. Completed, Saria the Forest Sage was next to bestow her gift. I, Saria the Forest Sage, bestow the gift of friendship upon thee.
And what? Come on, that's a lame gift.
Suddenly,
lame
Link
gift.
Jr. the Second was a brony, and it was great.
So lame.
That's like heart, the power of heart from Captain Planet.
Oh, Mati.
What?
I can make people feel bad about littering. That's a power.
Well, no. Did you ever see the episode where he got like his own episode?
No.
All right. So here's what happened. Mati was real bummed about having the power of heart because, of course, he would be. And like he gets there and he's like, but don't you know, Mati, that the power of heart is what gives Captain Planet the ability to exist? I'm like, come on, man. Everyone knows that Mati blows.
But they're trying, Dave. The fact that they're trying is enough, okay?
Listen, everybody wanted to get with Linka or Gi, and that's it.
All right, here's the thing. Here's the problem. Every single time you have a point to make, you say, listen, you're on the goddamn show. You're on a podcast. People have no choice but to listen or stop listening. You don't need to preface it with that.
Listen.
This is a period of time you had to go, hey, listen.
Oh.
Yeah, Saria like totally phoned her gift in because she could just like put her hand on his head like, all right, hey, baby, we're friends now. Okay, peace. I gave him my gift.
Yeah, there you go. I'm done. What's my next gig? Where's the catering truck? Saria placed her hands on Link Jr.'s tiny head and bestowed her gift. You can't say Link Jr. and think it's like not a sandwich from Arby's. That would totally be a Nintendo tie-in sandwich, the Link Jr.
It's like you go to Subway and you want the Link Jr. because
it's
can't
a 6-inch
really
sub.
You don't know me.
Next was Darude. Listen, Dave. You need to stop saying listen.
Listen, Steve.
Look.
Stop, look, and listen.
I'm just reminded of that scene from one of the episodes of The Simpsons. People of New Springfield use lowbrow expressions like,
expressions.
Hey, you. Hey, shut up, all right? I've been drinking.
I'm going to remove this because it's not the same.
Shut up. Fuck you. I'm hilarious.
Yeah, you are hilarious, Dave. Now, just listen to me for a little bit.
I'm listening.
Okay, good. Next was Darunia. I, Darunia, the fire sage, bestow the gift of power upon thy brother. He stopped listening. With his big Goron hands, he gently placed them on the tiny baby's head and shared his gift with him. Oh god, no, that's how porn start.
Called rocks, baby!
Then reluctantly, Ruto walked over to our son to bestow her gift. I, Ruto the Water Sage, bestow the gift of squirting upon thee.
Wait, he's a guy.
He already kind of does that.
I don't know. At that point, you have to say, is he a dribbler or a shooter?
Okay.
But you haven't heard that since middle school.
I haven't heard that ever.
Well, okay. Your middle school experience was far better than mine.
Are you sure? Because my middle school experience sucked.
They said, no, bestow the gift of love upon thee. She placed her gentle fish-like hands in our son's forehead.
Baby penetration already.
It's a David Lynch movie. Oh, God. And gave...
There's the soft spot.
Yeah, and gave him his gift. Shit, come on. Next was Impa. I, Impa, the Shadow Sage, bestowed the gift of wisdom upon thee. Then the Sheikah gave our son another beautiful gift. Something besides wisdom.
I don't think so.
It was a Hallmark card saying, I appreciate you.
I know she had big old titties, but...
No, they were point. They were Madonna titties. You could get reception.
Look, man, you had to use your imagination back then.
I like how he's replacing listen with look.
Our guest gave us the ability.
Nintendo 64 boobies tried their best.
They did and poked my eyes out. Though there's a problem. Why you can't see the polygons for the polygons.
Don't jam your face into the fucking TV, you idiot.
Mm-hmm. And last was Naburu. Naburu? The Gerudo.
Naburu.
Yeah.
Burning Rangers. She walked...
Burning Rangers.
She walked over to the cradle where our son was lying. She peered... I almost said peed. She peered into the cradle.
That's Ruto who gave her that gift.
Smiled at the little infant. You truly look like your father. And then they looked over at Link and he was a baby. She said...
They looked over at Ganon instead.
Oh no!
I'm Ganon, the seventh sage. I'm bestow upon you the power to fall asleep when you go touch a spinning wheel. That's right. We're making that reference.
I don't get that reference, but it's okay.
He's Sleeping Beauty.
She said as she placed her hands on his small head, not forehead, just head. I, Naburu, the spirit sage, bestow the gift of compassion upon thee. Then the final gift was given. Next, Princess
Zelda. That's a compression for a second.
Next, Princess Zelda came to bestow her personal gift. She gently placed her hands on our baby's head and gave him the most special gift. I, Princess Zelda, bestow the most important gift of all, the gift of knowledge. Wait a minute, wasn't that? Oh.
Knowledge. Wisdom.
Yeah,
wisdom. Courage.
I don't care about these things. It's like an after school special. I watched as the gentle hands begun to glow. As her gentle hands begun to glow. Then an aura of white light surrounded the tiny baby as the gift of knowledge was given. Once completed, the white aura faded and Rauru spoke once more. With these gifts, Link the Second shall be guided through the Valley of Life. He is truly one special child. I went through my bar mitzvah. We had less text than this. Holy shit. Oh my god.
Just like Aruba Hamalate.
Finish the goddamn sermon! We want to go get the free Chinese food already!
Wait, I don't understand. This is for Link Jr.
Ugh. No, we had Chinese food catered, Dave.
That's awesome.
Yes, it was a pretty good bar mitzvah. It's a shame it wasn't mine.
Oh.
It was my brother's. Mine was not so good.
Oh.
What did they do? Get fucking.
I'll tell you the story about my bar mitzvah at the end of the long fic.
I was gonna say, did they have Al Franken play your fucking bar mitzvah or
oh
something?
Oh god, no, that would have been a huge improvement. Are you kidding me?
They had Creed play it, I bet.
Oh gosh. Okay, it's not that bad. He is truly one special child, a child of destiny. I held Link tight as I watched our little son get his final blessing. A tear of happiness ran down my cheek as I thought of what beautiful gifts were given to our special little son. Nothing that we could exchange for cash value, mind you, but they were beautiful nonetheless. Our son
You could probably change the compassion for
yo,
something.
I got this handful of knowledge. How much can I get for this?
$13.85.
I'll take it.
Too bad I didn't give the receipts.
Yep. Our son was truly a descendant of my, quote, hero of time, unquote.
It's not your hero of time. He's the hero of time.
After the blessing was complete, our final place for Link Jr. to receive a gift was from the Great Deku Tree. And then that one scene from Evil Dead 2 played out, and it was very disturbing.
Oh, no.
I'm going to reach deep inside
Don't
of you and
do it, Link!
Hold your essence.
After some final words, Link and I took our son and headed for Kokiri Forest. Suria came with us. Once we arrived at the Great Deku Tree, he awoke from his slumber.
Ah, Link and Jenna, I have been expecting thee. Come
Link
and sit.
Link has come to town.
Link, you've come to town to save...
Come to save the Princess Zelda.
As we sat down in the grass as little Link... No! I'm drinking...
Well,
drink for a little Link.
I'm drinking for little Link. Rhythm Bastard, I'm assuming you haven't heard the episode where we read Like Likes Little Link.
No, I haven't.
Let's just say it is one of the only episodes I've never revisited out of sheer terror.
I mean, God. The second half was great.
No!
I was fine with all of it. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
It was the
about.
One where
we had
30 inches
of
water.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't offset what like likes little Link is. Anyways, Blank Link giggled and reached for a butterfly that fluttered near his head. Next up is Gorjuice being refereed by David.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no? You signed up for this.
Oh, yeah.
Womp womp. Take it or leave it, Buster Brown.
This I can be one of those, like, SWAT guys. One of those SWAT guys, like, I didn't sign up for this.
I never asked for this.
I see thou have had thy firstborn. As promised, I give thee a special gift.
Dude,
20% coupon to Olive Garden. I hope you will cherish it.
I hope you enjoy your unlimited salad and breadsticks.
Thanks, Great Deku Tree.
You're welcome.
I watched as a small glowing light flew over to us. Then I noticed it was a fairy. A fairy for our son. This is truly the best gift of all, I thought to myself. As a small blue
small Bluetooth adapter.
As a small blue fairy flew around her son, he giggled and tried to reach for her. Should I do this in like a high pitched?
I don't care what you do it in. Just do it.
Just say, hey, listen, over and over.
Oh, God.
Hello, my name is Arya. Nice to meet you.
That's not how the song said, goes. It goes, hello, salud.
Days have left,
oh, that's what you're singing. Nobody likes that song.
I do.
It was in a Rob Schneider movie.
It's like 2004 never left.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, we could go farther back and start talking about Happy Tree Friends and Yatta.
Oh, no.
Don't you all know me? You probably weren't even born then. How old are you?
21.
God damn
it. Oh, burn.
All right, I need to look up what was not around when you were born.
I was around for the Nintendo 64, but I was like,
oh, are you one of those people that think Mario 64 is the first Mario game?
Oh.
No, there were 64 others before it.
God!
Exactly. That's just good math.
See, there was Mario 1, there's Mario 2, then there's Mario 3, and then it kind of gets a little confusing afterwards. The fairy fluttered as she fluttered. Oh, the fairy said as she fluttered in a circle around our little son. I smiled as the young fairy played with Link Jr. Then as I looked into Link's eyes, he saw a tear run down my face as I smiled. Our son truly is very special. He's our little miracle. I laid my head on Link's shoulder as he stroked my right arm. Our son was very special indeed. He was the son of a legend.
I need to stop you right now because I cannot fucking stand this story. This is fucking terrible. Like, oh yeah, conflict doesn't exist in our world. Everybody gets laid and has really healthy babies and no one dies in childbirth.
Down the road, as winter arrived earlier than normal, the cold winds became too much for the crops to handle. I had to go harvest what we had before the snow started to fall. Since we had a storage room below the house, Link and I harvested what crops we had and stored them in the food cellar. Then we moved all of the animals into the barn to keep them from getting sick. After the preparations were made,
We waited for the winter snow.
I'm riveted.
All right. Earlier than expected. Something could go wrong here. No, we did everything in time. We have a big cellar.
There's
in our big, lovely house.
There's a chance for intrigue and conflict? Nope, not at all.
Are they going to starve in the winter? Nope, they lived comfortably throughout the rest of their days and never having any problems, also paying their taxes on time.
Damn!
Link's the hero of time. He can do whatever he wants.
He can go back in time and make sure he pays his taxes on time.
A few days later, the snow began to fall. It got real cold in the house, so I had to stay by the fire with our small son. Link Jr. was now 4 months old, and getting cuter with each passing day. He was now crawling, and when he gets on the floor, he crawls everywhere. I was starting to teach our son at his early age. While Link went to the castle to work with his men, I stayed home.
I want to focus on that line for a second. To work with his men. I think there's a reason why Link likes to stay at the castle all day.
He just hangs out with dudes all day. That's it. There's nothing wrong with hanging out with guys.
It's fine if that's what he wants to do. I'm happy for him as long as he's happy with himself. That's the bottom line.
Because so he just hangs out with his dudes shirtless while that one song from Top Gun plays in the background.
Oh, hanging with the boys?
Hanging with the boys. Even though I provided most of the teaching, Link did his part as well. I watched when there were a many a day when Link would stay home just to be with our son. I knew how much our son meant to him. Next to me, Link Jr. was his pride and joy. Since the snow was bad this year, I stayed by the fire most of the day. Each day, I would read to him.
Is that the conflict of the story? The snow was bad?
Yep.
The fire might grow out of control. Who knows?
All right, so I tell you what. This is a 104-page long story. I'm adding page breaks. I can say for a fact there is conflict on page 80. I don't know if there's any before then.
Yes. Oh, man, it's going to be a slow burn.
It is going to be the slowest of burns.
We get to page 80 and the conflict is just Link decided that this time he would have a threesome with Princess Rudo, but they didn't bring enough lube and they could only have like a short 20-minute
foreplay session. No, Dave, that is too intense of a conflict. This is Link was 2 days late returning his DVD to Hollywood Video.
Oh God, he's fucking done. Have you seen the late fees on that? I rented something from Hollywood Video and never gave it back.
What was it? Was it worth it?
It was volume one of the DVD collection of Rune Soldier Louis.
So no.
No, it was good. It's a good anime.
You know, I was thinking of a completely different direction. I was thinking, you know, Link Jr. would go through his rebellious teenage phase.
Maybe I love you sometimes.
Maybe I don't want to become the hero of time. Maybe I just want to become some merchant. You can't tell me what to do. Each day I would read to him. I wanted him to grow up smart at an early age. Link and I agreed that with each child we had, we would start teaching them as soon as possible. One night, I was sitting by the fire with Link and our son teaching him to read. That was kind of weird with how there's no commas in there, so it just looks like with Link and our son's teaching Link how to read. Link had a children's book that taught kids how to count. As Link pointed to the pictures that showed how to add, our son did something amazing. See, my son, you take two apples and add them to the ones you already have.
And then the poor people don't have any apples to eat.
That's just trickle-down economics. You shouldn't be teaching your kid that early.
Link said as he pointed to the pictures, see, 1 + 2 = 3. Link smiled as our son pointed to the pictures. Then the next thing he did was shocking. So, my son, what do you get when you add 1 and 2?
Communism!
3.
Got real fast.
3, Link answered. Answer. Then our son pointed to the single apple, then to the two apples. Then he held up 3 fingers before looking at his father and giggling. A shocked look crossed my face as I exchanged glances with my husband. Oh my, did you see that, honey? He added 1 + 2 and answered 3. My eyes seemed to glow as I looked at Link.
You could be the next Stalin!
Oh. Go on, aim a little bit lower, like Lenin, maybe Gorbachev.
No, I really want to hammer in
slightly
this.
Slightly less evil.
I want to hammer in this fascist Tyrol narrative.
Well, I'm getting sickle of these comparison.
Oh no.
Could you hammer in anymore? Tonight on Overclocked After Fanfic, we discuss the intricacies of socialist and communist doctrine.
Overclocked After what? We don't do that show anymore, Steve.
One night only for communism.
Oh, that's a great gimmick, Steve. We need to do a one night only OCAD episode.
Also, that is the episode title: One Night Only, comma for communism.
That get tops marks.
Oh my god.
Beautiful.
Wait, I just have one sentence. Let me just finish off this one.
Yeah,
sentence.
Quit stalling.
Yeah. You already made that joke.
Oh my. God.
Listen, do you need me to let in you a hand with this?
Hey man, you need to be Putin in the work.
God damn it!
God. One sentence!
Alright, so just
let me just finish this off! The same shocked. God damn it, screwed up. The same shocked showed on his face. There, I'm done.
Thank you. Alright, let me look at the list. Next up is Val being refereed by me.
He is going to grow up to be one smart kid, Link, my love. So far, we've done a good job with him.
God, we need just some kind of conflict.
I watched as a smile crossed Link's face. Yes, we have, my darling. I know he will be the smartest kid in our rule. He's gonna get bullied in school.
He's gonna team up with like all the really, really smart kids, like Voldemort.
Link responded. He then leaned over and kissed me. I love you, my wife. My wife that I forget the name of.
That's just like in Lost in Space.
Yep. I watched as our son pointed to the pictures in the book before I cuddled into Link's arms. We sat for a while before I went to put our son to bed. It's time for bed, sweetie, I said as Link leaned over and kissed our son on the head before I took him upstairs.
Mwah.
Mwah. Right before I ascended the stairs, I took little Link's hand and gently waved it at his father.
All right, so we drinking for little Link at this point?
I be drinking for little Lincoln.
I'd just be drinking in general.
David driving around in the tiniest Lincoln Town car is what popped into my head. It's so tiny, his head is coming through the roof.
I'd play that video game.
Why does my brain do this to me?
Why not?
Touche.
Say goodnight to Daddy. He then giggled as I walked up the stairs. After I put him in his cradle and waited for him to go to sleep, I went back downstairs and spent the rest of the night with Link by the fire. He is asleep. It's not he is asleep. He is asleep.
A singular sleep.
Yes.
Yes. I said as I snuggled into Link's arms. I laid there against Link's chest watching the crackling of the fire. While he massaged my body, I let my thoughts drift. As Link massaged me, it felt so good. Oh. No, so good.
No, you have to revise that. It felt so good!
So good! His hands moved across my body as if they were gliding. Okay.
Hey, wife.
I greased myself up with some lard earlier.
it might be time to fulfill that wish of mine. You know, that one secret birthday wish you owe me.
Well, unfortunately, if they have another kid, they can't name it Link Jr. Jr. Or Link Jr.
Listen, Rudo's been texting me. She just said that, hey, you know, the deal is still on if you want to do it. She's totally down. She's got a nice, quiet place.
Oh, god damn it.
His grip was firm but good against my sore muscles. Sore muscles from what? You don't do diddly shit
and teach the entire day.
No, her muscles are sore from teaching her child math. That's
she has to point to the answer over and over. No,
no,
it's three. Idiot.
Points at the pig. No, three.
I had spent that entire day cleaning. Oh, boo-hoo. So I welcomed the gentle grip of his big, broad hands.
Is that Laza whining?
Yes.
All right, I'll take her out. Sean, I'm subbing you in as ref.
Okay.
And then after this, it is Rhythm Bastard being refereed by Val.
Okay. My thoughts drifted away and the void opened up around me. Then I began to hear Link's voice and his thoughts, his passions. How do you hear passions?
Turn on the TV to CBS before it got canceled. Boom. That's a joke that kids will get. Really resonates with the youth.
I know, right?
The youth of a nation?
Yep. Yes. We are. The connection between us became full. Okay. I let my thoughts drift into his mind. Told him how I felt. Told him how much I loved him.
As just the a sound little bit. As the sound of the fire crackling rang through my ears, Ling filled into my soul. Ew.
This key is soul.
Ha! We began to feel each other inside. I rolled over and looked into Ling's deep blue eyes, and I saw the desire burning in them.
Ling immediately wanted butt sex so soon after I had been training. I told him I wasn't ready yet, but he didn't listen.
For a moment, his eyes seemed to glow against the red glow of the fire, and I was mesmerized by them. Then I leaned forward, pressed my lips against his, and kissed him deeply. As we kissed, I got lost in time, and then I caught on fire.
Foolish.
Straight
just
up
like the fire, just like the fires in Fort McMurray.
Wow. That is not too soon.
Plus, he can make that joke. He's allowed to.
Yes.
Very yes. As we kissed, I got lost in time, lost in his kiss, and my body got lost to his touch. Like, it's a good thing that her head is attached to her shoulders, otherwise she would lose it too. I felt a hot desire growing between us, our passions growing stronger.
Something else is growing.
You know what I mean.
Then I let myself get taken away as I slowly laid down and opened myself to him.
Ka-thunk.
I eagerly started to remove his clothes so his awaiting manhood would be restricted no more.
Finally, some sex in this. God.
No, goddesses. Well,
we've had sex before.
Yeah, but it was
not, not you and me, but us and shit. Like,
so I guess it meant nothing to you. Well, fine then. All right.
don't say it like that, all right? I'm married. I can't have her find out about our time together. But you know what this was about.
I've been documenting everything.
Well, he and I, Rhythm Bastard, he decided that he wanted to be filmed anyway. It was one of his secret desires, and I was all too willing to oblige with the help of Steve, of course.
He had 19 GoPros going at the same time.
Well, that's why you win. Like, so you have to get...
It's an art. I'm an artiste.
First his belt, his tunic, then I undid the lace that held his white undergarment together and pulled it off, exposing his heavenly naked body.
Heavenly naked body, look at it, Link, it's so big.
Then I threw my arms around him and pulled him down on top of me.
We
had to get that dick, let me get that dick.
I whispered in his ear that I wanted him to take me.
Well, you know, nothing's wrong with you initiating. You can initiate too.
Yeah,
I can initial like you, D, yeah.
Yeah, I just want my wife to just, you know, come in the bedroom one day and then just fucking drift turn on me.
Drift turn with your
Alas, what? The fantasy goes unfulfilled.
Have you talked to her about it first?
I have. She won't meet my needs.
All right, we can deal with your needs later, Dave.
Oh, that's what she said.
Right?
That I wanted him to fill me up with his love. And his manhood, and his semen,
his
and
manhood.
Yes,
fill me up before you go.
I listened to the crackling of the fire as Ling caressed my naked body with his hands and lips. We both let ourselves get lost in time.
They're having sex, and suddenly they get sent in separate wormholes.
I know, and he's supposed to be the hero of time. Like, how does someone get lost in time,
Jesus,
when they're
Link.
A hero? Lost to each other's touch. There's the goat losing again. Whatever. Only the sound of our two hearts beating together was heard. That should be checked. As we moved against each other, the red glow of the fire reflected against our skin. Its warmth gave us comfort as we made love. Long into the night, we fulfilled each other's desires, each other's fantasies.
Look, it's just going to be like, my fantasy is doing it with my tunic on.
Oh damn.
I know, Link is into pegging.
Hey, don't judge him. He can be.
I'm not.
If he wants to have a little prostate stimulation, that's his business, not yours.
That's fine. I want to find out what it is, though, so please keep reading.
I am wondering what kind of dildo would exist in Hyrule.
Master Sword dildo.
No. All right.
Like, you put it in his butt and he goes 7 years into the future.
Speaking of future, I let myself slip into time. And get taken away on the wings of love. Oh, that is so fucking corny in a bad way. The love that came to me from the heavens. When I was with Link, I was in heaven. Heaven.
I was in love. I loved Link. He put it in my butt.
And then I went forward in time.
And then I went forward in time. Yeah.
But right, wouldn't it be going back in time? Because when the Master Sword is in the pedestal, like it's youngling, then when he takes it out.
All right.
Look, I'm not.
All right.
I'm not
so from now on, I'm going to refer to my butthole as the pedestal. Next up is Rhythm Bastard being refereed by Val.
The winter snow became worse a few days later. One day we had a snowstorm, so we had to stay inside by the fire to keep warm.
All right, Dave, he's going to read all of our stories from now on.
Finally, I get a break.
All right, never mind. I'm sorry, David. You're going to read every story from now on.
No, I wanted a break.
I'll get you a Kit Kat. How's that?
Ooh, a Kit Kat.
Not one of them nice Japanese Kit Kats, just the terrible American Kit Kat.
No, at least get the Canadian one, the big crunchy one, like the gigantic jumbo Kit Kat.
Yeah. Oh, or those fancy Japanese ones.
The fun size Kit Kat.
Yeah, exactly.
Japanese ones are good.
They're everywhere since this Halloween.
Except for the green tea Kit Kat.
Well, just because green tea is disgusting.
No, green tea is good. Shush your mouth.
No, it's not. It's disgusting.
All right, Mr. Bastard, please read.
This was the worst winter Hyrule had seen in 20 years. I worried that the cold would get to our son. I did not want him to get sick. So for the next few days, Link and I slept by the fire with our son to keep him warm. I hope it would all end quickly since our anniversary is only a week away. I wanted to get him something special. But if the snow did not stop soon, I would not be able to get to the market to get him a gift. All right, some conflict, finally. Ugh.
It's going to be resolved in the next two sentences, you fucking know it.
Link was so sad. Oh, he's happy again.
Last fall, after we got married, the winter was a calm and mild one. There was hardly any snow and a mild cold. The autumn last year was even warm. But for some reason this year, the snows came early and heavy. I even got concerned about the Zora and Goron races, since each was not very adaptable to the extreme cold.
Bullshit.
Link and I worried that those races would have survival problems. Since the Zoras were an aquatic people, the water where they live remains warm.
And if there's no problem!
Yeah, and plus, like, there are species of fish that live in, like, the bottom of the ocean, and it's really fucking cold there. And if their water gets too cold, they might freeze to death.
Dun, dun, dun.
Fish don't freeze to death.
No.
Yeah. They hibernate.
Mm. The Gorons live high up on Death Mountain, but they need warm climates to live in.
They live in the volcano!
Yeah, and they live in a cave. Whatever. Okay. If the cold gets too extreme, they might not survive.
And that's not even true, because in Majora's Mask, the Goron actually live where there was snow most of a year.
Yeah, I remember that now. It was like in the part where like the Goron levels in the cold place. Yeah,
this
so
is before Majora's Mask, though.
But it's Majora's Mask came out like didn't she refer to it like early on?
I don't remember.
Why are we trying to do this when there's Wikipedia to help?
Listen, guys.
No, everyone stop telling me to listen, Dave.
Everyone knows that Majora's Mask is non-canon. So,
in which timeline?
All timelines, even its own.
Are we in other M territory?
We don't talk about other M. That's the difference. If the cold gets too extreme, they might not survive.
Yeah.
We especially worried about Princess Rudo. She was the kind to go out and spend the day finding ways to improve Hyrule's water source or Zora's domain itself. Usually being cooped up was not her style, and she seems to get wiry if she remains in one place for too long. She has the entire ocean to swim in. We thought she might try to go outside and get away she might try to go outside to get away from being cooped up all day long. She never listens to her father, always sneaking around. So we thought she might try and sneak out, and that could be bad news.
Are they trying to say
that that's no good?
Yes.
It's no use.
No, it's no use.
Oh, no!
But if you're paying attention, they just said Rudo likes to go out and not stay in one place all the time, like three different ways in three different sentences.
That's what she does.
With that in mind, we decided that we should keep an eye out on her. One day in particular, it got extremely cold. It was the coldest Hyrule had gotten in 20 years.
Oh my god!
It was like 58.
Kelvin.
No, it was 58 Fahrenheit. They're like, it's kind of uncomfortable, but not too bad.
It's a mild Dakota summer.
Link and I were sitting in front of the fire with our son. We had wrapped ourselves with heavy wool blankets and huddled together to stay warm. The house had gotten cold, so cold that even Lily, Navi, and Arya had to go to the little huts that we built upstairs for them to sleep in, so their wings would not get numb, preventing them from flying.
Why are they not next to the fire?
Because fairy rules. I don't know. I hear there's a whole book of the rules that
fairies get within 100 feet of fire, they spontaneously combust. It's a rule.
While Link and I were held together under the blankets, a knock came at the door. Since it was snowing and the cold was so intense, we thought that someone would be crazy to venture outside in that terrible weather. Link and I exchanged worried glances. Who could that be out in this awful weather? I said as I gave Link a worried look. I'll go see who it is, Link said as he got up, dragging the heavy blanket behind him. I got up, wrapped my blanket around me, wrapped one around our son, then followed Link to the door. Undoing the latches, Link slowly opened the door. What we saw on the other side shocked us. There in the doorway.
Oh god, it's a clickbait title.
You won't believe your fucking dicks whenever you see what Link found.
There in the doorway stood the figure of a female Zora. Princess Rudo, wrapped in a heavy blue cloak, stood there ankle deep in the snow, half frozen.
Hold on.
I missed a word.
They are going to totally fucking have the threesome now.
Yeah. Wrapped in a heavy, deep blue cloak, stood there, ankle deep in the snow, half frozen. Oh my god, what are you doing in this ungodly weather? I said with pure shock on my face. Dazed.
No.
With pure shock in my voice. I'm sorry. Dazed, she looked at us, then staggered to the door. Link reached out and grabbed Rudo by the arm and pulled her inside. Removing the cloak, I led Rudo to sit by the fire. With haste, I grabbed a heavy wool blanket and wrapped it around the half-frozen Zora. So, like, she spends a whole paragraph saying how she's worried about Zora, then it's like, oh, she came to our door, and she had blankets. So it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
They're magic blankets.
Magic blankets. Oh, man.
I saw those. They were in Aladdin.
Yeah. I hear they sell them in our muggle world. We call them Snuggies.
Next up is David being refereed by Sean. Hooray. David.
Hey, listen.
Feliz Navidad.
Pavid.
Feliz Navidad.
Hey, listen.
David.
Kaden.
There's Lopunny in the story. Oh, wait. He must be muted or something. He didn't come to that.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, next up is Sean being refereed by David, which means Sean refereeing himself.
So, Sean being refereed by David, then.
Yes, and I will see where David is.
Then I went into the kitchen and made a hot... That buff.
I'm sorry. In our private Wonderbeard and Friends 2.0 chat, David says, I gotta go poop. I'll be back.
Jesus Christ, David.
Well, at least he let you know.
No, when he gets back, do not let him know that you know. Just make some playful jibes about, oh, hey, David, what were you doing? You missed some good stuff. Lopunny showed up and there was a Gardevoir.
And there was a threesome with Rudo at the start.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you missed that. You missed that. Oh, man. Whatever you were doing was probably really important.
Save this all for David.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And made a cup of hot cocoa to give to her.
I thought you were going
to
hawk a movie and made a...
Yeah. After I handed her the cup, Link and I looked at her with unblinking eyes.
That's creepy.
Blink.
So tell me again why you were out in that awful storm.
I was pooping.
I said with doubt in my voice. The adult Zora looked from me to Link, then answered in a muffled tone.
I was out examining ways to improve water flow from Lake Hylia when the storm broke, catching me in it.
Reading over her statement again in my mind, it didn't make much sense, just like this fic. There had to be more to the story than what she was telling us. I looked at her squarely in the boobs, because they were square, and she looked
Phil,
down
into her
cup.
What are you doing in this story?
Come on, Rudolph, there has to be a real reason why you were out there. I just find it hard to believe that you were actually out there to check on the water source. Tell me the real reason. Rudo looked back up at me, then her face faltered.
I can't really say why.
Link and I exchanged looks, then we looked back at Rudo.
To Rudo, not at.
Shit.
Rudo, you cannot really expect us to believe that you cannot explain why you were really out there.
A glint of anger appeared in Link's jeweled eyes as he spoke. When she saw that Link was getting impatient, she finally decided to tell us the real reason why she was out in the storm. I was pooping.
Well, I was in Zora's domain, and I started to feel cooped up, so I decided to go to Lake Hylia for a swim. As I came near the water temple, I decided to check inside to make sure everything was okay. As I wandered the corridors, I saw what seemed like a shadow that moved. I walked further down the corridor I was in until something knocked me down. When I turned and looked up, I saw a shadowy figure looming over me that looked remarkably like Link. Its red eyes pierced me like daggers. And as I looked at the figure,
I really I could like Curly Reed's scary stories for Halloween. This is amazing.
I barely got out alive. That thing almost had me. When I got outside, the storm broke. Being a Zora, I knew I wasn't going to last long out in the cold, and Zora's domain was too far away, so that's why I came here.
Rudo said in a scratchy voice.
Oh god, no, really? No.
I'm not reading that over
again. It's not easy being a fish.
Her hand shaking the cup is...
I could go for pudding.
I want pudding.
I don't want anything like thick and creamy because I've had way too much Irish cream.
That's your fault.
Her hand shaking the cup she held. I looked at her with unblinking eyes still, apparently. And all I could think about was what Rudo had said.
A shadowy figure that looked like Link?
Rudo said,
I was out pooping.
I thought to myself, I glanced over
at Link. I thought to myself, wait a minute, Zora, don't poop.
Who looked white as a sheet?
Link, my love, what's wrong?
Oh, God. Link, stop those fucking voices. Oh, my God.
Never.
No, they make him interesting.
Thank you. Okay, I will agree with that.
His voice raspy from shock. Oh, my goddesses. I thought he was dead. How can he still be alive? I destroyed him myself.
Who, Link? What are you talking about?
I watched as Link's eyes lowered. When I was in the water temple, about halfway through it, I entered this strange room.
It had this dude with a hockey mask and a machete in it. I thought I killed him for sure.
The room was strange. I just said that 2 seconds ago. Like it was straight out of a bad dream. As I continued to explore the room, I felt a strange presence.
Strange! Stranger! Stranger!
As I walked towards the lone tree in the center of the room, a shadowy figure turned from behind it. When I got close enough, I could tell that the figure looked like me!
Was that long, like, 10-second pause really necessary?
Yeah, there's several dots there.
Okay, alright, fair point.
Link's eyes faltered as he remembered that day when he met his mirror self.
Oh, goddesses, you're kidding, right?
I said with pure shock in my voice.
No, he's telling the truth,
Rudo added.
I saw it with my own eyes when I was in there last. I could not believe what I was hearing. All I could think about was that there was another that looked like Link.
Hot!
Was he good? Or was he Link's twin that he does not know about?
This week on Maury!
These questions raced through my mind, through like a baseball. As the thought of this mirror image with the face of my husband was...
Oh, good fuck. These quotes, why... Oh my god. Mirror image with the face of my husband was possibly running around. What fucking goddamn quotes are pissing me off?
I know.
Up next is David being refereed by Sean.
I know, I'm trying to find where David is. Page 50, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, David.
Shut up. Link, my love, tell me what happened. I looked directly into Link's eternal blue eyes as a look of pure depression showing in his face. By the way,
I'm... Your depression doesn't shine!
I'm being refereed by David, but I'm gonna be refereed by Val instead.
Oh.
French David.
Yeah. Please don't say that again. I would like to get an erection sometime before I die.
Wait, Steve, I thought you liked when I roleplayed as David.
No, be quiet. You don't tell them my secret shame. When I tried to fight the mirror image, I could not land a mark on him. It seemed that he was anticipating me every move. My every move. Oh, hello, drink.
Hi.
It was a long and grueling fight, one I almost did not win. Oh my goddesses, Link, you never told me about that. It's really great how the author can separate who's saying what, because all these quotes are in the same goddamn paragraph.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nana says,
also, sometimes the quotes is just the same character.
You love it,
and it's like, no.
Yeah, I do, unfortunately. I walked over and embraced the now shivering Link. It was terrible. I will never forget those blood red eyes. And now with the shit!
Calm down, baby. This. Have a piece of cheese.
I would love some cheese right now. I would actually love some cheese right now. I would love a big
we
pack.
We have cheese. No, we have one.
What I want is a big box of Cheez-Its extra toasty. How's that?
Oh, Cheez-Its.
Yes.
I thought you said cheese because we still
I
have
I did say cheese, but then I decided I wanted Cheez-Its instead. And now with possibility that he is still running around, makes me even more nervous.
At the speed of sound?
Yes, it's the speed running of around sound. At the speed of sound. Everybody's supersonic racing.
I mean, if he's stuck in the water temple, it's going to take him forever to get out of there.
I know.
Like, yeah, I mean, like, that was a pain in the ass when I was a kid.
I could tell now that Link was upset. Even with all the stories that Link had told me, he never told me about his encounter inside the water temple. I must go to the water temple and check it out. If I don't, I will never be able to rest. Link said as he got up, buckled on the master sword over his back. Then he put on his deep green cloak as he prepared to venture outside.
Link, but he's supposed to put on the blue tunic.
Link, my love, you cannot venture out in that dangerous storm. I hate the way this is worded. I said as I grabbed his arm. Jenna, shit, my brain already did something with this. Jenna, my wife, my dear wife, I must go. I have to poop. If that mirror image of me is still on the loose, that could mean serious trouble. Fuck this story. It's really hard to keep the chiseled cowboy going through puberty voice going through all of this. Link's jeweled blue eyes pierced me deep into my soul. As I stared into them, I began to understand that he had to go find out if the evil in the shape of his image was still inside the water temple.
What he said!
I wondered how Ganondorf could create such an atrocity. Well, I understand that you must go to the temple because you just said that, and I thought it, like, three times, and see if it is true that this copy is wandering its corridors, but you are not going without me.
What the fuck?
I said...
What about the baby?
Just roll with it.
Baby can add 1 and 2. It can take care of itself now. It's fine.
And like, isn't the baby still 4 months old at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goo goo gaga.
Yes, Lady Gaga.
I said as I grabbed my deep blue cloak and put it on, lifting the hood over my head. Jenna, my love, you cannot come. It's too dangerous, and someone needs to stay here and care for our son. Link said as he lifted my head up until our eyes met, pushing his hand away of it, hand away at. Fuck this sentence, Jesus!
Yep.
Pushing his hand away, a hint of irritation appeared in my voice.
Well, it would be nice if the author knew how to properly use commas.
Yes, commas, or parentheses, any other, quotations, yeah. Question marks, spaces, paragraphs,
anything! Basically syntax. She needs to learn syntax.
David, are you back yet? If not, I'm going to drive down there and find where you are.
First off, I cannot just let you venture out in that storm alone. Second, Ruto as well as Lily and Ivy are here so they can care for our son while we're away.
Thanks for forgetting Aria.
No.
It's a new character. We're not supposed to really know about them.
Ruto is still not able to go back to Zora's domain yet, so she should stay here anyway, I said as I headed towards the door. Link grabbed my arm and pulled me back. Jenna, my love, you do not understand. I don't want to lose you.
Too late. She already had the baby.
A baby and a lot of sex.
The temple is dangerous, and so is my mirror self.
It's just me with a goatee.
My name is Evil Link. You can tell from my slightly greased curly mustache.
Oh no, which one do I shoot?
Link looked at me with concern in his eyes, and all I could think about was that I didn't want to lose him either.
Then stop pegging him.
Jesus Christ. I'm still going. I don't want to lose you either. God!
There's no you!
Yeah, there's no you.
I'm still going. I don't want to lose either.
Oh! Oh, fuck this.
David, I need you! Where did you go?
I think he's flushed himself down the toilet at this point.
What? You don't know when he's gotten back.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think he,
Where did you go, Conan?
Got
hour with
lost.
He got yes. lost.
In his own home.
In his house.
What's his spooky door? Oh.
He found the water heater.
I love you, and I want to protect you. Who knows what this mirror self might be planning? I said,
Lady, you are not the hero of time.
I said as I threw my arms around Link. Sigh.
I'll save you.
This is the epitome of what is wrong with the story. Not paragraph break, the word sigh, in quotes, capitalized, no punctuation.
It's just like, Burtman. Sigh.
That is one of the reasons why I married you, my dear Jenna. Wait.
No, it's not.
Who are you again? Link said as
I
he...
I thought you were Zelda.
Link said as he pressed his lips on mine. Remember, there's no romance between Link and anybody else. He's mine.
Okay, that came out way more disturbing than I intended to. I apologize.
Yeah. It still works because she is creepy girlfriend.
Okay, I'm back.
But they're both creepy.
David, where the fuck were you? Did you? Okay, Gorgeous has the ongoing idea that you got lost in your own house.
Well, I was walking away first.
To do what? What could possibly be more important? I mean,
nothing. None of your
David,
business.
David, you can't just.
Investigating that spooky door in his cellar.
David, you can't just flush
doesn't
away.
Have a cellar.
You can't flush away your shed. Investment in wait, this wait, story.
I have no investment. What are you talking about, Steve?
It's like you're throwing the entire professional relationship with Friday Night Fanfiction down the drain.
What are you talking about?
You're
what?
Ruining the brand.
What brand?
Let me finish my part, and I'll let you go after that, okay?
All right, I'll finally get to go.
The encounter.
Well, you get to go twice, all right?
Yeah, because you missed the threesome with Ruto.
Did I really?
Yeah.
This is just like the Gardevoir sex.
God damn it. The word I have to read after the encounter.
It's not an adult, it's a baby one.
I have to. This is my favorite mistyping, like bad spelling that I've seen in a long time. Grabbling.
Grabbling?
Yeah, grabbling.
That sounds like what a fantasy race would name their children, like younglings or like tiny orcs are called grablings.
Oh, yes, the grabbling.
Oh, so I met up with this crazy lady, but we hit it off, and then the next day I had a whole bunch of grabblings on my thing. You think I should see a doctor? Grabbling my bow and my 9 phoenix circles. Oh god, it's a fucking footnote. And Link equipped with the master sword.
The phoenix circles are one form of charcam. A charcam is a round weapon, kind of like
chakram.
Yeah, it's pronounced chakram.
Yeah, haven't you ever watched Xena?
Warrior Princess?
No. Oh, dude, you haven't lived.
Yeah, you haven't seen Lucy Lawless and her fantastic cleavage. And eventually boobs if you watched, what was it, Spartacus?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I looked up clips from Spartacus for that reason.
Yeah, she has some awesome rocking
boobs. She's aged very well.
Oh, she also has boobs out in Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Okay, whatever, why are we talking about the instances of Lucy Lawless's boobs?
Because this is much better than this story.
Touche. I kissed little... No! No!
Oh, wait! No! Oh, wait! No, no, no! Okay, so they mention the sword only in the form of a circle, EXE Xena, warrior princess's weapon, in the footnote.
See, I was assuming it was like the Phoenix Mirror from the game Shenmue that apparently has the power to destroy the Earth, and that would have been way more interesting.
Yeah, but I don't think this person is, like, could have ever touched Shenmue.
Or, like, is cultured in any sense of the word.
I know.
Speaking of cultured, I'm gonna continue now. I kissed Little Link. There's another drink.
On his like.
We're drinking for any time Little Link is said, David.
I know, you established that before.
Well, I didn't know when you left to do whatever it is you needed to do, because I still don't know what you did. You need to tell me.
He went on an adventure to find his hot water heater.
Yeah, exactly. See, Sean knows.
Wait a minute.
I've been there.
How many floors is your house?
Shut up!
Listen, you didn't have to go on that adventure, all right? It would have helped if we had a map and a compass.
And a
just
hook,
like in Zelda.
And a hook shot. Said a few words to Ruto, then Link and I headed for Lake Hylia and the Water Temple. We went to the stable to grab our horses since Epona was carrying. I saddled Star Dancer. Who the fuck is Star Dancer? And Link saddled
the horse from the last unicorn.
Oh, and Link saddled Midnight Star. Who the fuck is that?
Midnight Star is a stallion they bought to preg impregnate Epona.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Well, I'm going to mentally substitute Highway Star for Midnight Star from now on. Mounting our horses, we left the sanctuary of our house and made our way through the blinding snow. The storm had kicked up again. David, you're reading pages 51 and 52.
All at the same time, but if I do that...
Do it!
Try it one after another instead.
He said duty.
I said do it! Speaking of, I have a sneaking suspicion you had to leave for specific bodily reasons.
What makes you say that, Steve?
I don't know, Dave, but I can't think of any other reason. How hard is it to find the water heater in your own house? Like, if you had to throw up because the story's so bad, that's okay by me.
I had to throw up out of my eyes. Because I was crying so much.
David, right, you are up being refereed by Val twice.
All right, cool. Here we go. It was a very cold the wind whipped our cloaks around as we pushed onward. Visibility was next to nothing. I could barely see Link in front of me. Jenna, are you okay?
Are you okay?
Killed over the howling wind. So far, I'm okay. But I can barely see anything in front of me. I yelled back. Just follow the sound of my voice, my love. I will help you guide you. Listening to Link's voice, I was able to follow him. We kept at a steady pace, pushing through the deep, wet snow. I wrap my now damp cloak around me trying to stay warm. That's the worst thing to do. Fucking crap turds.
David, could you do Lion-O?
What the fuck was that guy's name? God, Seth MacFarlane. I could do Seth MacFarlane as Lion-O.
Okay, do it.
Which is just Seth MacFarlane. After some time, we finally came to the fences leading to Lake Hylia. By this time... Ugh.
By the
Dizdon.
Yes, by Dizdon.
We're waiting.
I'm drinking!
Okay, drink faster.
By this time, the storm had died down some, so visibility was much better. Link made Midnight Star come to a complete stop, causing snow to kick up behind the stallion's powerful hooves. Like, if you go back and watch old Thundercats, you'll notice that he's got this weird, like, stilted lilt about his voice whenever he says things.
I believe you!
I just want fucking Goku to show up. That would jazz up the story a bit. Pulling back in the rain, Star Dancer came to a complete stop just a few feet behind Link.
Why did we stop?
I questioned.
We need to...
Wait, this is Link, so it's like,
We need to jump these fences, but with the snow as deep as it is, I know that Midnight Star can make the jump, but do you think your mare can handle the jump?
Looking down at my mare, I patted her on the head and stroked her mane.
I have full confidence in her, Link.
She can make the jump.
Then let's go, Link yelled, backing up his horse.
Beep, 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 beep.
You know, it's a horse that would go like, nay, 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 nay.
I like it.
Well, if it was a donkey, it would be backing that ass up.
Ah.
That ass up. All right, back to the rap. Backing up his horse, Link prepared for the jump. When he had enough distance, he booted the horse in the legs and ran towards the fences guarding the lake.
It doesn't really work because it's not...
No, it doesn't.
What? Rap is hard. I don't know how MC Chris does it.
Please laugh.
Ha, 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 ha!
Please clap.
You had to know that was coming.
You have to say clap.
Hey, it worked. With a kicking up of snow, the black stallion flew gracefully over the fences, leaving a trail of mist behind him. Bringing the horse to a stop on the other side of the fences, he looked at me.
Now you make the jump!
Nodding, I backed up my mare and prepared for the jump. When I had enough distance between the fences and I booted my horse in the legs and bolted toward the fences. Just before I reached the fences, a cloud of snow kicked up from behind my horse's powerful hooves as she made the rough jump over the fences. Link then took off in front of me and called for me to follow. I watched as the lake slowly became visible. When we reached the bank of the Lake of Hy...
Of Lake Hylia.
It had great interest rates in the bank of the Lake Hylia. When we reached the bank of Lake Hylia, we were shocked at what we saw. Pulling our horses to a complete stop, I exchanged glances with Link.
The lake is frozen over! How are we supposed to get inside now?
I said as we dismounted. Pulling out his bow, Link knocked an arrow of fire and shot it at the lake. Steam rose up as the fire melted the ice beneath its fiery rage.
Run, run! Link, you're full of surprises! Except I've seen you do that in your games!
I said with Envoy. Wait, is that used right?
Wait a minute, I went to go get pretzels. What did I miss?
It said, she said, I said with Envoy. Is that right? Especially one on it. What? That doesn't make any sense!
No, but how would you describe that? How does that describe how you would say something? Like, unless you said it with an Envoy. Just them.
Like, you just stuck your hand up the Envoy's ass and puppeted them. It had to be Envy, but they spelled it wrong because they're terrible. Or the author is masturbating to the thought of Link using his fire arrow. I mean, I would.
The cream is hitting me very hard right now.
You want to talk about phrasing, Steve?
Sure. I mean, it's important when you want to be eloquent and very descriptive about things.
Yeah, but are you sure that's exactly how you wanted to word that? With the cream hitting you really hard?
I'll accept it.
Come on, guys. Do I have to say please laugh again? Because it was funny.
No. Instead of just saying please laugh, just say clap. And then everyone will do the single clap.
Please give laugh.
Steve, please give laugh.
That's a clap, Steve. Not a laugh.
No, next time, instead of asking for clap, just ask for fap.
I mean, it works.
Please give fap.
Did you know that there is a Japanese brand of fax machines called Fappies?
God damn it! Okay, it's time to read now!
Oh, Fappy.
Link smiled, then knocked a few... You know, that's the exact joke I made when I was in Japan. I was like, oh, hey, that's it. Let's get a Fappy. I'm like, oh. All dirty.
I don't want to imagine Strongbad and the Cheat doing shit like that. Please continue.
Hey, the Cheat, I put some peanut butter on my testicle sack. That's right. Use all of your teeth, too.
No! Oh, I woke up Precious.
You guys are the worst!
Link smiled, then knocked a few more arrows and shot them one by one onto the ice, creating a hole in the ice.
Now we can get inside.
Link inquired. No, you can't! You didn't bring your iron boots!
Listen, this takes place where the female lead's ego is so huge it will weigh them down.
Oh, smart thinking.
Exactly. It's like you gotta have this kind of forward thinking when it comes to literature. Link inquired.
He didn't inquire!
Yeah, I know. He didn't
state it! Much,
but whatever. Fucking shut up. She's masturbating. Let her have her fun.
Wait a second, Link. Isn't it harder than simple under the water?
Link nodded.
How do you suppose we're gonna get in there?
Suddenly, Careless Whisper starts playing.
Walking back over to his horse, Link reached into his saddlebags and pulled something out of it. Turning back to me, he threw a blue-looking tunic at me.
Put that on.
Oh! Hold on! All right! I haven't felt the kind of stimulation in my nether regions since the Second World War.
Oh, yeah. Steve-o, you ready to open up your loot box, Steve?
Oh,
that's going to be your notification sound for the week.
No, it can't
your
be.
Your notification?
It can't be. I don't have a subwoofer on my phone.
Walking back over. Wait, I already said that part. It's the Zora tunic. It allows its wearer to breathe under the water. I look down at the tunic.
Nice try, Dave. You just
wondering
can't.
If it would really work.
It won't work.
It's going to fit me. Looking back at me.
Oh my god, he's trying so hard.
His eyes seem to glow. Don't worry, my love. It will.
Guys,
looking back down at it.
If you ever wondered what it would look like to watch the Hindenburg burn, that's what David's doing right now.
It took it and slipped it over my dress, and then I walked over.
I tell you what. This is Val, take over, or I'll take over reffing for you. Can you please take Precious out to poop?
Fine, I will.
Thank you.
What's another good George
All right, let's continue.
Wake me up before you go.
All right, 20 minutes left. Let's go expediently. We've been too funny so far. Let's be less funny and more reedy.
Now the entrance is at the bottom. The only way to get down there is with the lion boots.
Iron!
I read that wrong, sorry.
the Elrond boots.
Elrond boots. It increases your thetan levels fivefold.
Yay! You didn't even need to say clap and I clap.
That was 3 claps, Steve. Thank you. With the iron boots. Iron what? I asked with curiosity in my voice. The iron boots are made of iron.
Oh!
I'm noticing a lot of redundancy in this story. Listen, Sean, I try not to think about the stories because it haunts me. It gets inside my brain and brings me to a place, a dark place.
That's what the alcohol is for.
Look, Sean, I have to see counselors for this because cut me a break, all right?
All right. I'll cut you off some cheese.
Ooh. The iron boots are made of iron to help the wearer be heavy enough to walk on lake bottoms. Oh, that's amazing. You never cease to surprise me, Link, my love, I said with a little giggle. Now, since there is only one pair, you'll have to hang on to me or you will just float back to the surface. Nodding, I watched as Link equipped the iron boots. When he was ready, I grabbed onto his arm, and we made our way into the lake. The boots made a loud clopping sound as we descended into the lake's bottom.
Walking
on the bottom of the lake made me feel a little uneasy, but I had confidence in my husband's abilities. When we reached the temple's gate, When we reached the temple, I looked up the blood jewel sitting above the entrance. A slight shiver went down my spine as I stared at the ghoulish-looking thing. Hugging on the link, we descended to the temple. As we walked further into the eerie temple, a wash of uneasiness ran over me. Where do we go from here? I said as I held onto Link tightly. I'm not sure, but my best guess is that we should head for that strange room. As we descended deeper into the water temple, I started to feel as if someone was watching us. Link, do you feel as if we're being watched? Yeah, I feel it. I also feel a presence as well.
Oh, God.
I like how he's reading so fast his phlegm can't catch up.
That sounds pretty acid refluxy, actually.
I feel like we're being watched. Hey, do you feel like we're being watched? Yeah, I feel like we're being watched. I think we're being watched? Yeah, I bet we're being watched.
No, I think we're being watched right now.
Listen, buy my pills and you'll be invisible. No one can look at
No one will be able to see you. That's why our pills are the best. $40 a pill. Perfect deal. Buy my book.
Thank you, Hyrule Jones.
You're welcome.
Oh no, are we bringing that character back?
It's only been a week. It's not like the Nixon thing, which I should probably do.
Feeling my cat-like instincts kick in, I raise my head up and sniff the air. You're right, I smell something.
God damn it.
Close, I said, lowering my head. Closer than you think, a sneering voice said, called from the temple. I jumped at the sound of the eerie voice echoing through the corridors. Come out and show yourself. I know you're here. Link yelled as he unfastened his sword in its sheath. Ha 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 ha. So, the hero of time has returned to challenge me. The sneering voice called again. You're more of a fool than I thought. I begun to shake as the sneering voice continued to vibrate through, as in throwing a ball, the temple's corridors. Fool! You're the fool! Why won't you show yourself? Link screamed as he unsheathed the Master Sword.
This is the fastest Dragon Ball Z episode ever recorded.
What's this? It seems like Link has found himself a battle. I hope they don't hit each other too hard. Next time on Dragon Ball Z, Link defeated. The next thing I knew, I was struck from behind, and then all went black. When I awoke, I noticed I was lying on the floor, bound hand and foot with rope. Looking around the room, I saw Link sitting next to me, bound as well. I tried to tug at my bonds, but it seemed no matter how hard I tried.
It's the bonding ceremony.
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
Oh, guys, yes, this is going to be good. All right, no matter how hard I tried, the bonds seemed to tighten. It's no use, Jenna. I've already tried.
Fuck you.
Link said in a faltering tone, it seems we are prisoner of my mirror self. I saw an anime porn about that once.
Was it in Anal Sanctuary?
Nah, the girl had a very impressive dick, though.
Oh, it was Cool Devices.
No, it wasn't Cool Devices.
There is more than one frigging hentai with
Yeah, there's more
dicks.
Than just the three hentais, all right? It's not Anal Sanctuary, Cool Devices, or that Tifa tit job porn, all right?
Which,
there's
by the way, that. I found a subtitled version of that.
Oh, good. You are so right, called the sneering voice again. Just then a figure appeared in the doorway to the room. So, the hero of time is now my prisoner. How long I waited this day. The day when I would get revenge on my counterpart. I watched as the shadowy figure moved forward, revealing an exact copy of Link. Although the copy was darker, wearing a black tunic and hat. I don't like how she put the stank on black, right? What are you going to do to us? Link said with hatred. Wait, it was hatred in his voice, so. What are you going to do to us, Obama?
Son of... Why?
Oh, did you hear that Obama was at, like, this speaking thing that he did? And he's like, I wasn't born here. I was born in Kenya.
David, that's we have joke, 10 minutes to get through 5 murders!
He really did that. It was totally cool.
Yeah.
David, please!
Listen, Steve, you don't know, but we need to make sure that...
Finish the damn page!
Alright, I'll finish the page.
And then I'll pay you $20,000 for your appearance.
He then glanced over at me, his blood-red eyes piercing into my soul. But I think I have plans for that beautiful wife of yours.
Oh, the man!
How does he know he's married?
See,
everyone knows.
Contextual clues state that he's got a ring on it because he liked it, and he had to put a ring on it. That's just how it works. The mirror image said with amusement in his voice, oh, by the way, call me Obama.
Oh my god.
It says, call me Dark Link. God damn, you're editorializing. Next up is Gorgeous being referenced by David.
No. I am now the Dark Link.
Just then, Dark Link strode over and bent down beside me. Such a beautiful creature.
Oh god, that's creepy.
As he put his hand under my chin, lifting my head up to face him, I shot him a look of hate. I have plans for you, sweet thing. Dark Link said as he ran his hand seductively down the side of my face.
What the hell are you talking about?
I looked up at him. His red eyes seemed to glow with an evil desire.
Oh, I have special plans for you. You will soon find out.
He began to laugh, a laugh so hideous that it made my skin crawl. Recognizing what he meant, my eyes grew as big as saucers.
I want nothing to do with you in that manner.
Oh, good. The story can end then.
I spat in his face.
You bitch, you'll pay for that.
Whipping the spit from his face, he backhanded me, leaving a stinging sensation on my cheek.
Jeez. How dare you hit my wife, Link screamed. Well, it seems you're in no condition to do anything about it, Dark Link said, with humor.
Then the dark being faced me again.
I'll be back for you real soon.
Running his hand down the side of my face again, he smiled, then got up and strode to the door.
Where is he leaving to? Like, is he powdering herself?
Like, I always got the impression that the room was just magic to give, in the original game, that the room was just magic to make a dark version of yourself. It wasn't like Dark Link was a solid construct and his, like, water temple was where he be chilling.
Uh-huh. Because it's a pretty damn place to chill.
Yeah.
Well, it is winter now, so it is pretty chill.
I do like how he strode to the door. I strode in and out, so he's just got this like really good like jaunt.
Hot.
Now don't think of trying to escape, he said with a smirk, then walked out.
Whoops, sorry.
Jesus, what the hell was that?
My flow name.
He tripped as he was walking out the door.
Yes, that was Dark Link.
Dark Link just ate face.
I looked over at Link.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know. He took my sword, and I cannot break the bonds.
Man, it seems you suck.
Hero of time, more like the hero of lame. Oh.
He has to get the safe word.
It seems we're at Dark Link's mercy, Link said as his face faltered.
I will not concede to defeat, I cried as I twisted forward.
I don't want to either, my love, but I'm at a loss on what to do.
I was beginning to grow concerned. The thought of what hideous things Dark Link might do to me sent shivers.
I heard
up my
you
spine.
Say Darkwing, as in Darkwing Duck is
now an
eye. No! No!
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
I am the egg salad that stomps on souffles.
I tried to tug at my bonds again, but to no avail. I was beginning to think that all hope was lost when a glint of something shiny caught in my eye. I peered deeper into the darkness on the other side of the room as I pushed myself away from the wall and slinked across the floor.
I swallowed my words.
When I got close enough to the shining object, I realized that the glints were coming off the gems on my phoenix crystals. Circles. It seems that in his hast to remove our weapons, Dark Link seemingly forgot to take my phoenix circles, those crystals again, with the rest of the weapons.
How convenient!
How convenient.
Link, look over on that table across the room. It's my phoenix crystals, I said as I leaned forward.
Circles.
God damn it! How do you suppose we're going to get it? We're still bound,
Link reminded. Okay, well,
still works. Still works.
Yeah, still works.
Looking back down at my bonds as the feeling of my cat instincts washed over me again.
Meow.
Is that a thing that just comes into play earlier? Is that like a thing that she just has? Or
no, yeah. It's something that we all do. We just keep saying meow whenever it happens.
No, I mean the cat instincts. Was that like, oh,
well,
I don't
attention to the story. I don't even know what
cat.
Son, I don't even know what fucking property this is from anymore.
Mega Man.
Mega Man. He's
fighting robot.
Come to
Mega Man.
The princess Wily.
Dr. Light.
Gracefully, I leaned forward until my mouth met the bonds around my ankles. I slowly took... She has to be really flexible in order to do that.
Yeah, well,
she had to be a cat. Hero of time.
So. Oh, yeah, true. Cat instincts. Right. Slowly, I took part of the rope into my mouth and begun to gnaw at it. Quickly, I chewed my way through the rope, knowing I had to make hast.
So she's a fucking mouse.
Cats are known for their ability to gnaw through ropes.
I had to nibble away at my bonds before Dark Link returned. After some work, I managed to chew through the bonds around my ankles. I got up and staggered over to the table where my phoenix circles were sitting. Turning around, I took one of them into my hands and worked it around until the blade was resting against the bonds around my wrist. Taking it, I slowly managed to cut through my bonds, as in through it. Putting my weapon down, I rubbed my wrists to soothe the pain from the slight wounds that came from when I tried to break the bonds.
Okay, so she didn't make herself perfect at it. She gave herself a tiny bit of character flaw. She couldn't rescue them super hard.
She's just got a little bit of, soreness.
We find the help.
She's still a fucking Mary Sue. Because she's the one who came with the idea. Like, Link was defenseless.
There's no way he can fight against himself.
You've been really good at, this whole adventuring thing, but I noticed you're a big, fat softy right now, so, I got this. Don't worry, boo.
Pretty much.
Grabbing my weapon, I walked over to him. How did you manage to break your bonds? Link asked with a shock, as if he wasn't watching. Okay.
Well, I owe it to all the training I had while I was traveling.
No, you owe it to us to end the story now!
Now it's time to break your bonds!
Reaching down, I placed the blade of my phoenix circle against the bonds of Link's ankles. Shooting the ropes off, I motioned for Link to turn around. Placing the blade against the rope, I
shooting
sliced
the ropes,
it off.
Yes!
Yes.
Fuck you!
Listen, jeez. They wrote it. I just said it.
All right, take a drink every time David says listen.
Now listen.
Hey, listen.
Hey, listen.
Are you David?
Rubbing his wrist.
You changed your name.
You don't know if his middle name is David.
Yeah, name is David. Middle name David.
Gorgeous David Gorgeous.
David Gold Juice-a-son.
Ooh, that's good. I like it.
Rubbing his wrists, he looked up at me with a smile on his face.
Hooray!
Yes, I did.
All
it, yes.
Right, next up is Mr. Rhythm Bastard. Sorry for going over. I appreciate your patience. You are up being refereed by me.
What page number again? Hold on. Oh,
believe me, I full pray the same thing. It's 54. Oh, this is just so blarg.
Yeah, it's like, oh, there's a problem. Oh, wait, I fixed it. Never mind.
Yeah, isn't it fucking annoying?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah, I'm so
oh,
sad.
Oh, God, the basement is flooding. Here, I have a wrench. Yay.
Oh, the wrench solves all of our problems immediately.
The wrench has resolved the dynamic sexual conflict between us.
Well, you know, they can get pretty inventive with a wrench. You're amazing, my love. No, wait, it's a boy voice. You're amazing, my love.
You could just give everybody the girl voice. I don't give a shit.
I walked into Link's arms and kissed him. Then his expression changed to a serious one. Now we must get out of here and find the rest of our weapons before Dark Link returns. Nodding, I grabbed my phoenix circles and followed Link as we slowly made our way to the door. Inching his way out the door, Link checked to see if anyone was coming. Coast
out
is clear.
The door.
Coast is clear. Coast is clear. Let's
out
go.
Out the door.
Oh, inching his way out the door. Link checked to see if anyone was coming. Coast
out
is
the
clear.
Door.
Inching his way. Wait, I remember saying out the door.
I'm adding out the door.
Anyone was coming. Coast is clear. Let's go.
Out the door.
Link whispers, slinking our way down the dark corridor.
Out the door.
Echo of Link's taunting voice lingered in the air. We must hurry this way. Link pointed towards a hallway with a light shining at the end, winding through the through like a baseball. The shadows, we came upon a lighted room. Quietly, Link opened the door. Peeking inside, what we saw was a sight for sore eyes. There on a table sat our weapons. Oh my goddesses, there they are, I said as I ran inside.
Out Link. The door.
Link, the Master Sword is here along with our bows! Reaching over, I grabbed my bow and quiver. I swung the bow over my back, then threw the quiver over my shoulder. Then, I grabbed the Master Sword, his bow and quiver, and handed them over to Link. Link took the sword and buckled it over his back, then swung his bow and quiver over his shoulder.
Out the door.
It's a lot of words to say we got our shit and left. Out the door. Unfastening the sword, Link removed it from its sheath. He took the sword and swung it through like a baseball in the air, listening to the rushing sound it made as though it was cutting the air like a knife through like a baseball butter. I'm just glad to have my sword back, Link said as he swung it one last time before sheathing it. Now let's get the hell out of here.
Out the door.
Just then, the door swung open.
Out the door.
I think that's like the first time we saw like a cuss. Well, I guess bitch, but it was like not a lot of cussing in this.
It's family friendly. Yeah.
Drinking piss.
Yeah.
You know.
Going somewhere?
Out the door.
There in the doorway stood Dark Link. I thought I told you two to stay put. An evil snare crossed Dark Link's face as he eyed us over. I don't take orders from the likes of you.
Link's, you're not my real dad.
I'm going to Hot Topic.
You know what? Really? I said that a lot when I was in high school and visited the mall.
What, you're not my real dad?
Oh, fuck you.
Like, just the cashier's ringing you up at Hot Topic. That'll be $9.52. You're not my real dad.
You still need to pay, sir.
You will be after I finish with you. Just then, Dark Link drew a sword with a remarkable remarkably likeness to the Master Sword. At that point, with Dark Link holding a sword just like the Master Sword, which I just said, I began to think that this is one battle Link would not win alone. Drawling my phoenix circles. you know, like a southern draw. Like, drawling my phoenix circles, I made a daring charge at Dark Link.
Okay.
Feeling my cat-like instincts kick in,
yeah.
I jump gracefully into the air, aiming my weapons directly at his face. Just as before I managed to strike, Dark Link raised his sword in the air and blocked my weapon, causing a clank of metal and sparks to fill the air. Falling back, I swiftly rushed forward and high-kicked Dark Link in the face, causing him to go flying back into a wall. Staggering back up, his face twisted into an evil grin. So, you want to play rough, do you?
Yes, I said,
yeah, he said, wiping the blood from his mouth. I can show you just how rough I can play.
I feel like this should be done in Sam Neill's voice from Event Horizon.
Let me show you
how rough I can play. Very deep Australian accent. Just very threatening Australian accent. A flash of white light surrounded the room, causing Link and I...
That's like pirates. Pirate.
Yeah, you're the Pirates of the Caribbean now.
I'm just going to do them. Okay. Cold water shifted around my ankles as I walked around, pushing my way through, like a baseball, the darkness. I listened for any sounds that might be my love, Link. Link, where are you, my love? Link, are you there? I cried out into the darkness, but all there was silence. Continuing to move forward.
My old friend.
I finally found myself standing in front of a strange tree. Looking up at it, it looked twisted and ugly, as if it was a tortured soul. Because I know how similes work now. I just looked what those are up.
It's actually a Kia soul wrapped around it.
I can't drive! Its twisted branches stretched out like clawed fingers, as if it was trying to grab something. Backing up, the cold water brushed up against my legs, causing a cold chill to run up my back.
Okay, I think we're done.
I'm exhausted.
I don't think we don't have enough time. It's 10:10. I'll give you guys... All right, we'll do a bonus. We'll record a bonus before this episode is posted so that you and Sean can get another read, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, God. Thank you, Rhythm Bastard, for tolerating our terribleness, and Gorgeous for tolerating our terribleness repeatedly.
Thanks, Rick.
You're welcome.
I hope you guys had fun on the show. I do mean that sincerely. Rate us on Yelp and Google Maps. Make sure we have enough people to show up. 5 out of 5 stars on Amazon.
And Uber.
Wait, they can do that?
And Google.
Well, you know, you want to provide like in-ride entertainment for your Uber passengers. And what better way to provide that than by looking on your cell phone while you're driving?
To be honest, I would love if I got into an Uber and I heard Friday Night Fanfiction playing. Anyways, thank you all again.
What if it was like Link?
No, not that one. I would immediately get out of the car.
Thank you. Zero stars. Will not ride again.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, what if you get into an Uber and it's like...
Thank Sonic you so much, Rhythm and Gore!
No problem.
All right.
Reminds me of a song called Rhythm and Sex.
Oh, my God. We'll be back
Rhythm
next
and Police.
Week. No,
DDR.
I'm trying to cut this short because I need to go visit the toilet, not for my butt.
Oh.
We're lies.